Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Torah, Daf Chaf Bet Amud Bet. About to take a look at Mishnah Bet and Mishnah Gimel. Of this, the fourth parak, dealing with the Vlad Chatat. And we're going to see in all sorts of different scenarios here, which will parallel to some extent an animal set aside as a Chatat and monies set aside to be used for a Chatat. Let us see how they play out. Mafish Chatat V'Avda. So if you set aside a chatat and it got lost, the animal, and we're going to read here, v'hikriv acher tachteha, and you then offered another one, and so by the time you found, hakanim tzera shenam, by the time you found the original one, the second one had been offered, tamut, it has to die. Hamafrish ma'od b'chatato v'yavdu. So let's say you set aside money for a chatat, the money got lost. V'hikriv chatat tachteha, and then you went and got another chatat and offered it up. And the funny was found, Yolichem Liam Hamelach. You have to take them to Yam Hamelach, which most people traditionally understood meant just dispose of them in some way that could never be found again. Recent digs in Yam Hamelach found coins there, which indicate that this halacha was understood literally. In any case, that's Mishnah Bet that sets us up for Mishnah Gimel. Okay, I'm a frish ma'ot l'chatat ve'avdu. Again, he set aside money, got lost. Frish ma'ot achirot tachteh. Now, he set aside other money. And you didn't yet use the other money, and now you've got the first thing, so you've got, let's call it $50 for a chatat, so you got $50 in coins, and $50 just found in coins. You have to mix them together and buy a chatat with, let's say, 25 of this, 25 of that. The rest of the money goes to Nindava. Again, you set aside money. This next case, we're going to call this case 2. Because the Mishnah Bet just set up the basic principle. Hamafrish ma'od l'chatato v'yavdu, if you set aside money and it got lost. Hamafrish chatat tachtein, and you didn't now set aside money, you set aside a chatat. Well, speak l'akrivat shem tzu arishonot, and the money was found before you brought the korban for a chatat palmum, and the korban that you found had got, the korban you got in the meantime got a ba'amum. But what happens? Timacher, you sell it, and now you've got $50 again. If you may chatat, do the same thing, mix them up, bring a chatat, and the rest of the money goes to the ndava. So far, nothing's died, and nothing's gone to Yam HaMelech. Now, the case number 3 is going back to an animal. You set aside an animal, it got lost. And then you put set aside money. We're flipping it now. And you didn't yet use the money to buy a chatat, and you found the original one. For a balat mum, and it's a balat mum. Again, do the same thing. Timacher, sell it. If you made the chatat, mix the money together. 25 of this, 25 of that. Buy a chatat. Shaypu ndava. The rest of the money goes to ndava. Again, afrish chatato v'yavda, afrish acher tachteha. Now we're going to fill the circle in, which is if you're mafrish a chatat, and you then instead of setting aside money, you just go ahead and get another animal. They speak like you rajim seta rishona, and before you offered it up, you found the first one. Vreshtehen balat mum. And both of them are balat mum, meaning the new one you designated got a mum in the meantime, and the lost one came back with a mum. Yimachru, and again, you mix the money together, chatat, shayipul nava, everybody else goes to the nava. Now this case number 5 is where it gets tricky. Frish chatat v'avda, v'frish acher tachteha. So you set aside a chatat, it got lost, you set aside one in its place. They speak like you rajim seta rishona, and before you offered it, the first one was found. Hayushtein timot, and they're both in good shape. Achat mian tikarev chatat, either one kibrat as chatat, vashniat tamut, the second one has to die. And this is the first time now, since Mishnah Bet, that we saw anything die or go to Yam HaMelech, divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe's position. Because Rebbe says that avudah meshat tafrasha already goes l'mita. They say the law of chatat mita is chatat mita is only if it was lost. The category of lost is if it was only found after you already offered up the replacement. Same thing. If only if found after they got kaparat. Okay, last tail case. Let's see, set aside a chatat, it becomes a balat mum. You sell it, you use the money for another one. But Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer puts in a little twist. If you offered up the replacement before the guy you sold it to shechted it to eat it, tamut, he has to let it die. Shekvar kipru abalim, because they already got kaparat, it's a chatat, shekipru abalim. Okay, let's analyze the whole thing. Talma, going back to Mishnah Bet. Why do we say it dies? It dies because you already brought and offered the replacement first. If not, then voila, it raises Mani Rabbanani. That's Rabbanan versus Rebbe, as we saw at the end of the big one, the big Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. But Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. Hamafish Mal Dachatat, V'avdu V'fish Acherim Tachtem, Seifa of Mishnah Bet. With the money. If you set aside money, you lost it. You put aside other money. Yavim Me'elu Me'elu. You have to mix the money together. Put in the Vat. Tama Me'elu Me'elu. Why do you get to do that? Because you mix the money together. Havim Echad Me'an. So if you brought all of the money, meaning all 50 from one pile, Hashani Elichol Melach, the second group goes to Yama Melach. Ata'am Rebbe, Dama Avuda B'Shata Frasha. So this is not Mishnah Bet. This is in the beginning of Mishnah Gimel. Ama Avuda B'Shata Frasha Meita. So, it sounds like the opening case that we had follows Rabbanan, that it's only if you actually offered the replacement first before you found the original one that it dies, that the original one dies. Otherwise, it's Ro'ah like Rabbanan. But with the money, it seems like if you didn't mix the money together and you brought all one set, then the other set goes Le'ah Melech like Rebbe. Reish Rabbanan of Safzeh for Rebbe. So now, HaNechal Rav Huna, we're going to find that there's a machloket about how Rav interpreted the machloket. Machloket Rebbe and Rabbanan, where do they really disagree? Rav had an opinion, two versions of the opinion. So Rav Huna and Rav Abba disagree about what Rav said. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, here's the first take. Hakol modim, she'im mashach achat v'ikriva. Everybody agrees that even Rabbanan agree, that if you actually grabbed one and brought it, even though you lost one, You designated another, the lost one turned up before you offered anything, but you grabbed one, either one, and you selected it to bring. Shashniya Meta, the other one dies. So then Mishkacha Langon Chamashachat Man Vikriv. So then it would be a case where you had pulled one aside, you are Makrivit, and in that case, then even Rabbanan would agree that the other monies would go to Yamamelach. But El Rabbi Abba Amarab, but Rabbi Abba's version of Rav is the Amar Komo Dimi Mit Kaper Bishaina Avuda. He thinks that Rav said that Rebbe and Rabbanan agree that if you use the one that was never lost, then Avuda Meita. Then everybody agrees that the lost one dies. Alma Nechleku, where do they disagree? B'mit Kaper Ba'avuda. If you use the lost one, the Rebbe Savar Mafrish Le'ibud Ki'ibud Dami, when you designate one to replace a lost one, that's what Mafrish Le'ibud means, it is as if that is lost, and therefore, either one that you use, the other one dies. Rabbanan savulav kibud dami. They say no. When you're mafrish leibud, meaning you're mafrish to replace one that's lost, it's not like the lost one. If that's the case, then reisha satam lan kerabbanan sefer satam lan kerebi. According to Rabbi Abba, the Mishnah really is not consistent. The reisha seems to be following Rabbanan by saying it's only because you offered the one before you found the lost one that it dies. If it had only been designated, it wouldn't die. And the sefer with the money indicates like Rebbe. So my kamash malan, then what's it teaching us? The pligi Rebbe Rabbanan, that Rebbe and Rabbanan disagree. That achloket is explicit in the sefer. It's right there in the Mishnah. So Hakamash Von Devaz Machloket Rabbi Rabbanan. That's exactly what it's teaching. It's teaching us that this is the Machloket Rabbi Rabbanan in the Ration. The earlier part in the Mishnah, one follows Rabbanan, one follows Rabbi. That's what it's teaching. Okay. Gufa, let's now take a look at these two opinions. Amravun Amarav. Hakom Modim Shima Shachat Vikriva Shashniat Meta. According to Ravuna's version of Rav, everybody agrees, Rabbi and Rabbanan agree, that if you pulled one aside and offered it, that the second one does die, even though you obviously found the lost one before Kaparat. The only machloket is when you have both, and you come to us and say, Rabbis, what do I do? So therefore, Rebbe Savar, lo asu takana b'kodshim. Rebbe said, the rabbis never made a takana to save kodshim. Meaning, v'yamrina lachit kaper b'shein avuda, you should pick the one that was never lost, and v'avuda meita, let that one die. Rabbanan Savi Asuta Kalama Kodshim, Rabbanans to think that we did what we could to save Kodshim. From Reina Lechit Kaper Bavuda, go use the one that was lost, Vishain Avuda Tiran, the one that was not lost, let it graze, because it was never lost. Okay, Motiv Rav Moshe Shai challenges. Could anybody think that they didn't make a takana to save kodshim? Vatanya yochlo. This is talking about the korban mincha. Matov lomar milanet shimata achila mueter ochlin ima chulinu truma. If there was not enough in the mincha to satisfy, you could throw in truma and chulin and other things that kohanim could eat to eat with the mincha to make it a satisfying meal. Kadeshet nechalat al sova. So the mincha is eaten as a proper filling meal. Now it says yochluha, eat it, meaning it alone. Matav lomar sheimaita achilam ruba. If there was a lot there, ein achlin machul truma. You don't add other things. Meaning if the mincha was a lot relative to the amount of kohanim there, you don't bring other foods in, so you don't end up eating it inappropriately, achila gasa, which is not achila. Now, and that supports the idea that asuta karma kodshim, they set things up not to invalidate kodshim. So my love for the Rebbe, wouldn't Rebbe agree with that? Well, Rabbanan, maybe that's Rabbanan. Okay, that was Rav Huna's take. Rabbi Abba Marav, what's his take? Hakom modim kaper b'she'in avuda. The Rebbe and Rabbanan agree that if you use the one that was never lost, shavuda meta, the lost one has to die even though you found it before kapara. Amar nechleku, what do they disagree? But mikaper b'avuda, if you use the lost one. Rebbe said, Rav Afrishli would keep udami. When you set aside the replacement, it was like an avud, and therefore they're the same. Doesn't matter. Either one you use, the other one dies. But it's not love keep udami. The Rabbanan say, no, it's not. It never was never lost. So let's see. Tanan asheni rad shistaev yimachiri pulidavavananavash and chatat zibur meita. Again, we go back to that Mishnah Yoma about what happens when, after you did the hagwala, the lottery on the two goats, one of them dies. You bring another pair. You do another lottery, and then clearly the replacement one for the dead one in the new pair is going to go, but with which one? Well, whatever one is out, there's four animals here, two are going to be used properly, one is already dead, what happens to the last one? It has to graze. And then it's sold, the money goes to Nadava, implying, Hadi Achid Meita, if it were that owned by an individual, it would die. Now we're going against Rabbi Yochanan. Live animals can't be Nidche. While they're alive, they can't be Nidche. Which means that the live animal that was still there is still fine. Shumit, meaning of the first pair. Shumit kaper, b'shein shebezug rishon kaper. So therefore you use, let's say the Sayur Lashem died, use the original Sayur Mishtaleach, the new Sayur Lashem, and the second Sayur Mishtaleach is the one that gets killed, that grazes. V'yech batra v'lei kemavrish le'ibud. So therefore the second one was something that was, as it were, designated le'ibud. And we said, v'tavet et tzibur adi yochid meita, and the only reason it doesn't die is because it's tzibur, which seems to support Rebbe. Which means that Ma'alav Afilu Rabbanan, wouldn't the Rabbanan agree with this Mishnah? And the answer is no, Rebbe, that Mishnah is only Rebbe. Which means that, according to Rabbanan, we'd have to say that even if it were a Chatat Yachid, it would graze. Because it was Mafrish Le'ibud. Okay. Tanan, let's test that. Mafrish Chatat V'Yavdavi K'vachar Tachteha Ar Mishnah Talmud. Tama Di Kreva. It's only because you already offered it. Halo Kriva Tir'eh. If you didn't yet offer it, it grazes. And we didn't distinguish which one you used. Which means that as long as, and that's Rabbanan of course, which means that as long as you found the lost one before you offered up the other one, it shouldn't matter which one you ended up using, the other one doesn't die. And by the way, it doesn't matter whether you went ahead and grabbed one or whether you asked the rabbis what to do. Which means Tiyuv to Darvayu, both Rav Huna and Rabbi Abba are shot down, because the simple read of the Mishnah is that there's a polar machlok between Rabbi and Rabbanan. Rav evidently said that the machlok, it's not as wide as that, and there's an area of agreement. And Rav Huna and Rabbi Abba disagreed about what that area of agreement was. But here it seems, from our Mishnah, that there is no area of agreement, and that Rabbanan would say, always it grazes, no matter what, as long as it was found before the replacement was offered. So the answer is Milton Psiko Lektani, Milton Psiko Loktani, which means your diuk is not accurate. To say, oh, maybe it's the only a case of Lomashach, could be. The Mishnah just wanted to say, this is going to be the case, which is, it's always going to be Meta if he kriva. The fact of Lo kriva yet, Maybe Meita, may not be Meita, it depends Mashach, according to Rav Huna, it depends which one you use, according to Rabbi Abba. Okay, let's keep going. Tznan. Hamafrish ma'od l'chatat v'avdu. Back in our Mishnah. V'yifrish acherim tachtehim v'chakim mitzvot ma'od v'imelu me'elu chatat. Shavlun davah. Now, tam ad mikap re'elu elu. Again, the diuk is that you used both sets of funds. Ha'mi'achad yolchem yamelach. So if you only used one set of funds, you would take the other one and throw it to yamelach. And we're not distinguishing between which set of funds you used or whether the guy asked us or grabbed it. Again, both are disproved. We have to give the same answer, which is the Mishnah is simply saying when you mix the money together, you're good to go. If you don't, then there may be circumstances where you're not good to go, where you are good to go, and that's a machloket, but we're just going to stick with the simple case of in the first Mishnah, kreva, and the second one, me'elu me'elu. In a case like that, the determination is very clear. Okay, we'll pick it up with our final podcast in this short parak. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.